Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your Sunday afternoon dose of all things real estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope everyone remembered to move their clocks ahead 1 hour last night in observance of daylight saving time. It's hard to believe, Gino, that we are just a week away from spring. Snow was falling earlier when I drove in, but indeed, that's what the calendar's telling us, so we should all get ready for it. And in recognition of this occasion of daylight saving time, we're actually going to be offering you some money and time-saving ideas in a moment, and my in-studio guest will be talking right to those issues. Of course, we invite you to join us in the dialogue here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments, and sending them to rpost@sfrp.com. Now, before we get going, I want to offer you some time and money savings help on those renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home by checking out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for the list of these partners of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. We've just added a new resource company to our family of partners, namely American Home Shield Home Warranty. And we invite you to check out their terrific services when you go to our website and the radio show page. So let's get right into the show with a couple of minutes of State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. I know you're up in Taos. I'm glad you're breaking away from whatever fun you're having to offer your thoughts to the listeners. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Ray. I haven't broken anything. You wanted me to talk about the loan modification program, and the federally instituted loan modification program began in 2009 with a program called HAMP, which is an acronym for Home Affordable Modification Program. This program incentivized lenders to work with borrowers whose income and or home values had dropped, leaving them unable to make current mortgage payments. Anecdotally, I have heard of a lot of frustration from borrowers attempting to modify their loans, with lenders taking an inordinate amount of time to respond to requests for modification and requiring them to jump through many, many hoops. However, on Friday, one of the major lenders, Wells Fargo, announced that they had successfully modified over 500,000 mortgages since the beginning of 2009. They reported that the single greatest impediment to modification was the verification of sufficient income, which the borrowers still need to have. And they also reported they were able to modify three loans for every foreclosure that took place. However, the program is imperfect, and one of the major impediments to HAMP is that it's not available for non-Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loans. On April 5th, a new program goes into effect called HAFA, Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives. And it adds to HAMP in a number of very compelling ways. One, it applies to non-Fannie and Freddie loans. It complements HAMP by providing a viable alternative for borrowers who are HAMP eligible but have nevertheless been unable to keep their home. It uses borrowers' financial hardship and hardship information already collected under HAMP to consider for this new program. But most importantly, it allows borrowers to receive pre-approved short sale terms before listing the property. This has been a big problem with realtors, especially in Santa Fe. It prohibits the servicers from requiring a reduction in the real estate commission agreed upon, and it also requires borrowers to be fully released from future liability for the first mortgage debt. So that was always a big issue with these modifications and foreclosures and short sales. Homeowners must be considered for HAPA within 30 days if they can't meet HAMP's requirements. However, the homeowner only has about 14 days to respond to a written notice that HAPA may be available to them, giving the lender time to meet their 30-day deadline. And finally, it provides incentives to the lenders. It gives $1,500 and to the borrowers. It gives $1,500 for a borrower relocation assistance and $1,000 to the servicers who handle this and $1,000 to the investors who hold the note. Mm-hmm. Sounds to me as if the administration has been listening and is responding to the criticisms that were heaped upon HAMP and has attempted to make a program which works for borrowers in distress.
No, I think you're right, and you cited several issues here, Andrew, that relate to challenges that not only buyers are having, but also some of the challenges that real estate brokers in Santa Fe and other areas have had. I think because this issue is very timely, and there are some changes, as you pointed out, that are coming in early April, and there are questions on the part of buyers regarding how this impacts on their credit score. Let's do this. Let's have sort of part two of this next week with your agreement, and we can talk about some of those issues, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you, as always, for your counsel. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
And by the way, Gino, I didn't tell him, but he is skiing today up in Taos, so... Andrew, if you're still listening, I guess you can't hear it up there in Taos. But anyway, I'm sending out to you, don't break a leg. We want you back next Sunday. All right, shifting gears, I want to welcome Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephens, a consignment gallery, back to the show. Stephens, as you all know, is a locally owned and well-known institution here in Santa Fe with more than 26 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. Now, besides offering these unique items for purchase, Stephen Etri and his colleagues also provide estate property and art appraisal services and has really gained a reputation here in Santa Fe as being the premier source for local and national interior decorators and set designers. Once again, drum roll, welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. That's quite a wonderful introduction you gave me.
Well, it's all true, too. You know, and anyway, you are someone who is well-known here in the community. Stephen was regaling me, Gino, at the beginning of the show where sometimes he is known by name but not known by face, and people will walk into his gallery and they'll say, is that the real Stephen Etri back there in the office?
I feel like, you know, the Wizard of Oz behind the screen, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, I just wanted to bring up, you know, you were suggesting we have 26 years of experience. Actually, you know, we've been operating from the origination of our business until today for about 28 years here in Santa Fe.
I'm making an addition or an edit here to my script.
28 years. This 2010 makes 28 years we've been doing it here. And as far as experience goes, between Glenn Smith, my partner, and myself, you know, I'm just throwing out a number. I bet you we have at least 60 or 70 years of experience.
Wow.
Between the two of us.
Oh, you look so young.
Well, you know, it's the water in Santa Fe.
Very good. Well, you know, in celebration of celebration is too strong a word, in recognition of daylight saving time, today Stephen, among other things, is going to be sharing some of his cost saving and time saving thoughts regarding the current economy and how you can use the gallery to that effect. But I think you've got something you want to throw out right here.
Yeah,
at the top of
right
the
here at the top of the show. What I would like to do is, in acknowledgement of savings time, saving money, Stevens is going to offer a 15% discount to any of our listeners who go into the gallery today and just mention the show that you heard and ask for your 15% discount off the retail price of anything we have.
Now, listen, I just want to pause there for a moment because the last time you did this, we only mentioned it one time during the end of the show.
That's correct.
And people actually came to your gallery
and
said, I was listening to the show, I want my 15% discount,
exactly.
So we're now going to do it throughout the program.
Exactly,
and now
yeah.
you have another offer, though.
I do. And what I've got to offer is for the first for the first customers who go into the gallery and ask for, they will receive two free lift tickets, vouchers, four free lift tickets at the Taos Ski Valley, all-day adult tickets.
My gosh.
Which, you know, I think Taos, right, we could have asked our previous guest, I believe it's at $65 for full day.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's a heck of a bargain. So now, again, let's repeat that because we're starting the show here for the people who walk in and say, I just heard Stephen Etri tell me I can get free lift tickets.
It would be the first person who asks for it because
okay.
we're going to give them two tickets.
All right.
So the first person who goes in and says, I heard about the free tickets they will get them.
Gino's trying to go.
I know, he's trying to run out the door so he can get some tickets.
No, no, he's got to stay here and run the show for you. He's my producer par excellence. Okay, enough of the fun stuff. Let's get into the
It's all fun.
Let's get into serious stuff now. It's great to have you here. I think maybe what we want to talk about, Stephen, really seriously for a moment, is the state of the current economy and how, as a prominent business leader here in Santa Fe, it is affecting your business and how you're actually helping people in this current economy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting to hear people's expectations about what's going on. I often hear from my customers, oh, you must be cleaning up because everybody's having to sell their items. Fortunately, the economy, I don't think, has been in the past or is in a situation or to the degree that people feel that they have to sell off things that are very, very dear to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, of course. What
services we provide are those that are helpful to those who have art, furniture, antiques, sterling silver, jewelry, gold. Who in China and crystal, and it goes on and on, that they feel like a decision has been made that at this point they can do without these things. Mm-hmm. And whether they're selling them just simply because it's time to move on or because they feel like this is an asset that they want to generate money off of.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those situations arise. Mm-hmm. And with our 28 years of being in business in Santa Fe, We are probably the best venue for people to display and get their items marketed in a professional manner,
mm-hmm.
Such that they can reap the benefits of consignment.
Mm-hmm.
Consignment businesses across the country have seen a growth. I think if people read the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, they were in the last couple months, there have been articles about the explosion of consignment galleries or consignment shops.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, many of which are for clothing, but nevertheless, consignment galleries selling furniture and antiques have expanded considerably over years past. And that's because there's a demand for people to find a venue mm-hmm. to sell their items.
Mm-hmm. Great way of framing what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the program. I'm here with Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery. Remember, today Stephen is offering a 15% discount to anyone who goes into the gallery and asks for it. And... excuse me, for that lucky first person, if you ask for the free Taos ski lift tickets, you'll be given to them. So go
That's
on
correct.
Over to the gallery right now. Again, you are located at...
2701 Sirius Road, right across from Mazda Volvo.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll be back here on All Things Real Estate in just a minute.
TRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, in the studio with me, and we're talking about those money and time-saving ideas that he has as we are recognizing the beginning of daylight saving time. If you didn't move your clock forward, you're missing the show. Sorry about that. I guess that's the reality, right? Anyway, before we go back into our conversation, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured homes offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe, New Mexican, you'll find information on great bargain and commercial properties. You can also go to the homepage of our website, www.sfrp.com, for more information and lots of nice pictures of these very special featured properties. Okay, Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, we sort of framed your view of where the economy is and how you as a business leader here are seeing things, and the fact that you're trying to help people through the current state of things, that things are probably mm-hmm. a little bit better than maybe people are often feeling. But let's talk a little bit about, which is sort of a spinoff of that, that as a result of the way things are right now, you're seeing a huge increase mm-hmm. in the volume and diversity of products that people are bringing mm-hmm. to Stephen's A Consignment Gallery.
Yeah, Ray. You know, we about probably 2 years ago, we had kind of started witnessing a trend of a large volume of items being offered to us, particularly on consignment, in much of which are varying degree of quality or marketability here in the Santa Fe market.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we pride ourselves in at Stephen's is trying to help our customers address whatever concerns or whatever issues or quote-unquote problems they may be dealing with. And for most people, not all, but for most people, when they come to this terms with deciding to consign an item, to let go of an item, at that point, they really just want the problem to be solved. They would like the item to be able to be consigned and have it either picked up, which is a service that we offer at Stevens, or to drop off and be done with it. Well, unfortunately, while we do have a very large facility, it's 11,000 square feet, we are not able to accept everything that's offered to us. So we have been vetting the quality of items in relation to what the Santa Fe market can bear, what the market we can find a market niche for. So one of the issues that comes up is we can't handle everything. So what do people do with it? Well, we've partnered with other consignment galleries in town for referrals. We oftentimes refer our customers for those items that we're unable to handle. We try to get them hooked up with one of the other consignment galleries that would be most convenient and probably most appropriate to handle what it is that they have.
Great.
So, you know, we want our customer base and new customers out there to know that we are sensitive to the fact that people, once they have it loaded up in the car, they really want to do something with it.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to let them down. We try to any way we can to help them to find a home for those items so they can generate some money off. And sometimes we refer people that, you know, we'll take these particular items, and the other items were probably, there's not a market for them in Santa Fe, and maybe the best bet would to be to donate them to one of the local charities.
Mm-hmm.
And we work very closely with many of the thrift stores in town as far as referring them items out to them.
Now, we were going to talk about this through the second half of the show about why people use a consignment
mm-hmm.
gallery, but I did receive an email which sort of speaks to the answer to that rhetorical question, why use a consignment gallery, from Tom. Hi, Ray, does Stevens Gallery offer a better split for the seller of a product than eBay offers? Well,
no, we don't.
Okay.
But
there's a larger answer to this question.
Yeah, there's a much larger answer to this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
eBay is a because eBay is such a volume market, and I don't know eBay intimately enough. We do use it. We have a staff that uses eBay for particular items that we need to get out into a worldwide market.
Right.
But their splits are much different than ours. Most consignment galleries work on a 50-50 split.
Uh-huh.
I do know that some clothing and even some art consignment galleries are working now on a 60-40, 60 to the gallery,
uh-huh.
given that the cost of doing business, particularly in a town like Santa Fe,
sure.
Is quite expensive. You know, the benefits of working with a consignment gallery are numerous. And the reason why the splits are different is multiple. One, the simple answer is that they sell such a volume on eBay that they take a lesser split. But the downside of eBay is the seller and the buyer, while it's suggested there is a recourse of action
mm-hmm.
in disputes, very cumbersome, very difficult to deal with. And I know of people who spend 100 times more time trying to unwind a bad sell or a bad buy on eBay
right.
than the amount of time that it took them to purchase it or to post it on
there. And there are other issues that I want to get into on this, and that talks about the difference between an online service and actually going to the gallery,
mm-hmm.
the tactile nature. But let's
sure.
hold on to that because, Gino Thompson, you know that we've reached that point in the show when it's time once again for our legal topic of the week. Brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Melanie McGilvery reminds us that when it's time to gather income tax information, there was a big sigh out there, it's also a good time to review our estate plans and how real estate issues are impacted by such planning. Each year, it's important to ask yourself several questions that relate to your assets. For instance, what do I own, how much is it worth, and how is it owned, and who gets it when, unfortunately, I die? If there are changes in your circumstances that have occurred in the past year, now is a good time to clean them up along with that income tax exercise. Now, if you have a trust, make sure that you're maintaining assets in the name of the trust. All too often, Attorney McGilvery points out that a trust is completely useless because assets have not been titled in the name of the trust. So if you have a trust, make sure your vehicles, stocks, bank accounts, and all real estate and securities are held in the name of the trust. If you have an estate planning trust, make sure your deed to any real estate reflects that the trust is the owner of the property. If it doesn't, you can transfer the property from you individually to your trust. But if you make this transfer, be careful not to trigger any due on sale clause in your mortgage or deed of trust. Now, your lender can advise you on this particular point. The title insurance policy for any property must also be issued in the name of your trust. If this isn't the case, upon review, contact whomever assisted you with your title insurance and purchase a named insured endorsement. Now, also make sure that any amount on the title insurance policy reflects the current value of your property. If you've made improvements to the property since you purchased it, it's critical that you purchase additional insurance. And remember that coverage is only available up to the face amount of the policy. Finally, this year also poses a whole new set of problems for the death tax planning issue since the federal estate tax expired at midnight on December 31st of last year. Now, the federal estate tax is due to reappear next year with an exemption of $1 million, not the $3.5 million that has been the case in prior years. At the same time, it's unclear what changes to the law, that is the federal estate tax law, including potential retroactive taxes, might be enacted by Congress. Thus, it's essential that the status of this federal estate tax be continuously monitored, and that if you have any questions about this situation and how it may affect your current estate plan, we highly recommend that you consult an estate planning expert. Thanks to attorney Melanie McGilvery for providing us with a very useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding estate planning or other real estate issues, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that'll go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Stephen Etrie.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery in the studio with us. We're talking about all of those cost and time-saving issues that are important to you on Daylight Saving Time Day. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to, just remind you that I always tell my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. Now, my top recommendation, well, of course, it's Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your own real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department. That's santafe@fnf.com. Stephen Etrie, special guest today. I think you've got something you want to announce to the listeners.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to mention that Yolanda and her husband were the first recipients of the first round of tickets for the Taos Ski Valley that we offered, and evidently they were driving down the street, heard the announcement on the radio, and did a U-turn, and were the first ones to claim those free tickets.
Two things I want to say. Yay, people are listening to the radio show. We knew that anyway. And secondly, congratulations, Yolanda. Stephen Etrie is delighted that he's able to give those to you, and I suspect there'll be other people. I want to remind people before we go into another segment here, that today Stephen Etrie is not only giving away these tickets, these ski lift tickets, but he's also offering you 15% off of anything in his gallery.
Correct.
As long as you come in and say, I heard 15% on the radio show, give me this item. So I'll tell you what, Stephen, before we go back into our interviews, Gino Thompson, I had the chance earlier today to actually speak with Andrea Fisher Merrill, who is the CEO of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico, and Melanie McGilvery, who is a member of the Reuben Katz Law Firm and also a member of the board of this organization. And it was regarding a very terrific event that they're doing next month that benefits New Mexico children. So let's take a listen to what they shared with me.
Andrea Fisher Merrill, you are the Chief Executive Officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico. Why don't you, for the benefit of the listeners, give them a little bit of an idea about what the mission of the organization is and why this particular event that we're talking about today is so important.
Sure. Big Brothers Big Sisters changes kids' lives by matching them with one-to-one mentors. And it's really amazing over the time that they're spending together how that can change kids. They're less likely to get in trouble of all kinds and just have that extra adult attention that really makes a big difference. We've been around in Santa Fe for more than 30 years now and across the United States for over 100. And so we're just really proud of the changes that makes. What a lot of people don't know about us is that we are both a volunteer organization, that they do know, and we always love to get more volunteers to be big brothers and big sisters. But they don't often realize that we're also a donor-supported organization. So it's really, if we're going to match kids, we need both the mentors, and again, always love to get calls about that, but we also need to have that community support.
And I, Andrea, I want to talk a little bit about the actual event, the Bowl for Kids' Sake. But before I do that, Melanie McGilvery, you are not only a good friend, a lawyer who is also a supporter of my radio show, but you are a member of the board of directors of this organization. Talk a little bit about how important that is to you and what it brings to you personally.
You bet, right. It is an absolute honor to be on the board of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico, and we have a very talented board from all parts of the business community here in Santa Fe. Connor Brown, who is with Thornburg Investment Management, is our president, and another fellow board member, Kim Matola, and I are co-chairing this year's Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake event, and it is so wonderful to be able to put your skills to use for an organization such as Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I try to lend whatever legal support that I can to the organization, and it really plays an important role in the lives of children here in our area.
Okay, now you've set this up, Melanie. Andrea, talk a little bit about this fabulous event, which is in fact the most important annual fundraiser for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Again, the Bowl for Kids' Sake, what's it all about?
It's a way for us to raise friends and funds for kids in northern New Mexico. We serve a 7-county area right now, but it's a great way to reach out by people form teams or offer sponsorships. Teams of 5 people, and they come out and they carry pledge sheets. They don't even have to collect the money. They just get the information on the pledge sheets, and then it's $100 in pledges per bowler, $500 per team, and they come out and just have a wonderful time at the bowling event. I'm going to have Melanie tell you just a little bit about the dates on that. But I will say also that we really appreciate the businesses that have gotten behind us to sponsor. Our goal is $40,000 in sponsorships, and right now we're at over $33,000, and still have some time before the event. And then we're also looking for around 140 teams.
Uh-huh. And Melanie, if someone wants to get involved with this, again, what's the best way for them to secure information?
The best way is for them to call a phone number, 983-8360, if they're in Santa Fe. If you're in Las Vegas, it's 426-8510.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the Santa Fe Bowl April 17th and 18th. It's going to be held in Pewaukee at the Strike Gold Lanes. And, Ray, we would love it if we could get some of the real estate community here in Santa Fe to duel one another, some different real estate broker teams, maybe some mortgage broker teams and title insurance company teams, and see if they can compete in our bowling event.
Well, you're a good salesman, Melanie, and I will do my best to make sure that my colleagues participate in this. Again, I have Andrea Fisher Merrill, the Chief Executive Officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico, and member of the board, Melanie McGilvery. Listen, I hope this event is a big success. We'll be doing all we can to beat the drum to get people to turn out. Thanks so much for talking to us today on All Things Real Estate.
Ray, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. That is a good cause, Bowl for Sake and Kid's Sake, sorry. And Hutton Broadcasting is a big supporter of it as well. So we're all together on this. And it sort of dovetails nicely with some of the things you were talking about, Stephen Etrie, before about helping people out in the community. You're very community-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You were just telling me during the last segment about the student that you're helping from overseas.
Right.
Shotaro
is a visiting student from Tokyo, and I was just mentioning, Gino said that he was, you know, thinking about doing some volunteer work, and I just mentioned, you know, if each one of us just took one program or one issue and worked with it, how much better our community would be.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to help people at this time when things are a little bit tougher for everybody.
Sure.
But anyway, going back to that and sort of a spinoff in the, I don't know when it was, two segments ago, we had, and by the way, thank you, Tom, for your email, but he was asking the question about the difference between eBay and the gallery. Talk a little bit about that, because
sure.
He's discussed a little bit from a financial standpoint or the rules and regulations,
right.
But there's more to it.
Yeah, there are. You know, while eBay is a sound way of dealing with some items, it's not a fix for everything. You know, one of the where online, not just eBay, but most online type of venues for selling items fall flat is that you don't have the what I consider probably the most important element of a relationship in a buying-selling relationship, which is a person, a face, a personality,
mm-hmm.
somebody that you can interface with and say, you know, I trust these people.
Right.
I feel like what they're telling me is the truth. And as you know, buyer beware. And it's not necessarily that everybody is out there to deceive, but the facts are that not everybody knows exactly what it is that they're selling, whether it be the condition, the vintage, the quality.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened in my particular industry is that people go online and they look up an item and they feel like they've been able to assess its true value,
mm-hmm.
which is not necessarily always true, because there's lots that goes into assessing value, and that is experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is pulling together all of the multitude of elements that go into evaluating pieces.
And
that's what we do.
Well, yeah, and just as from a personal standpoint, I can tell you I brought in a piece of photography from
mm-hmm.
a well-known artist, Man Ray, that I've shared with Stephen and with his partner, Glenn. And not only did you guys research it,
mm-hmm.
but you pulled it apart and you looked at it. And you can't do that when you're trying to sell something on eBay. You know,
right.
I mean, that's the big difference between the tactile nature and the one-on-one customer relationship that you have, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, one of the things that we're finding in the marketplace is that while the rules of selling on online trading venues keep changing,
mm-hmm.
People that you deal with personally who have been around and have a reputation for doing sound professional work, the rules aren't a moving target. So there is something to be said about that. You know, Ray, we were talking about today's economy, and I'm more upbeat than I think, not most people. I think a lot of people are upbeat, but I find myself in that camp about being upbeat about the economy. One of the things that we have found is that in years past, when we pay our consignors, when we pay out, we were paying out generally during those big volume months. We were paying out twice a month, the middle of the month, and then the beginning of the following month. And then during the winter months when, of course, volume slows down, we were paying out once a month.
Right.
What we did, Glenn and I had a conversation, and we noticed that there were increasing phone calls from our consigners asking the disposition of their items, whether they had sold yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what we came to the conclusion was that there is a need. People are finding that the items that they're selling with us may be the difference of pulling together the balance of their rental payment or their mortgage or fixing a car. So what we did was we made a policy change, and we pay out twice a month now, year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So we're paying, even in those lower volume months, we're still paying out in the middle of the month, and we're paying out at the beginning of the next month.
Oh, that's great, and I'm looking forward to getting that check myself.
I hear you.
When you sell this item that I have for you, I tell you, we have a couple of seconds here before we go out
mm-hmm.
to the break.
You have another special offer for the listeners.
I do, Ray. It was so successful last time around with the Taos Valley, ski vouchers, ticket vouchers, that we're going to go ahead and offer it once again, that for the next person that comes in and asks Bev, who's sitting shop for us today, mm-hmm. that she heard the this announcement on the radio, we're going to go ahead and give away two more tickets.
Wow. All right, and so anybody who's out there who's driving around,
that's right.
Stop by Stevens Consignment Gallery, just look for Bev and say, I want my lift tickets
right
now.
Do you still have those lift tickets available? That second round of lift tickets.
That's fabulous. And while you're there as well, also take advantage of the 15% off of every item in Stevens at Consignment Gallery. Again, located at 2701 Cerritos Road. I encourage you to go there. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will have our Open House of the Week segment. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the sound of that music, you know that we are definitely up to our Open House of the Week segment. Today I have a good friend, colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, associate broker, well-known in this community, highly respected, Stephanie Yoder. Good afternoon, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Ray. I'm good. Thank you.
And you know how this works, because I think you've done this with me before, but it's 2 minutes to sell everybody who's listening out there about the fabulous qualities of 2268 Calle Cuesta. Go ahead, Stephanie.
All right. Okay, thank you, Ray. And it's a beautiful house. And again, this is Stephanie Yoder with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And I'm going to be holding a 2268 Calle Cuesta open today, Sunday, March 14th, and between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Directions to the home are as follows. You go north on Camino Carlos Rey, right on Camino Chueco, and then right again on Calle Cuesta, and there'll be plenty of signs, so it'll be easy to find. This is a charming home built by Alan Stamm, and as probably a lot of people know, it was built 30 to 40 years ago, but it has been refurbished, and it's in excellent condition. It's 1714 square feet. There are hardwood floors throughout the home, 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, lovely living room with keep a fireplace, large family room that could be a studio or a den area as well. Baths and kitchens have been recently updated with beautiful Talavera tile work and cabinetry. They put air conditioning in recently, new furnace, new windows, just a fantastic property. Very attractive feature. It's a large fenced in backyard too. The home is very reasonably priced at $295,000. So I'd love for anyone listening to come by. And again, the address is 2268 Calle Cuesta. And directions, again, are Camino Carlos Rey to Camino Chueco and then to Calle Cuesta. So I would love for people to come by.
Well, and you're going to be there from 2 to 4 today, and it sounds like a terrific property. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and lots of updates to it. Again, those famous Stamm houses, they reveal the test of time and offer great value for anyone that's considering buying something. And in that particular neighborhood, that's in the southwest part of the city.
Right.
I think, Stephanie, that you're probably going to have a huge turnout today in spite of this sort of gloomy sky. I wish
right.
you a lot of success. And, again, that's Stephanie Yoder, who is at 2268 Calle Cuesta. From 2 to 4 today, terrific house. I encourage you to drive by. I hope, Stephanie, that the buyer is on his or her way over there.
Okay, fantastic, Ray. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guest, Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stevens at Consignment Gallery. We're talking about the current state of the market, how you can save time and money here on Daylight Savings Time Day. And, Stephen, we were talking in the last segment about some of the differences between a consignment gallery and some of the online services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you pointed out, the fair guy that you are, you know, sometimes using eBay is the way to go. But from my standpoint, if you want to sell something that requires special attention and the ability to get counsel from someone locally,
right.
going to a consignment gallery, and specifically Stevens Consignment Gallery is the place to go. By the way, before we get back into it here, I want to, again, remind everybody, stop by Stevens today, 2701 Cerritos Road. Two things are going on. If they aren't already given away, he's got 2 lift tickets to the Taos Ski Valley area. And for the first person that walks in the door, he's already given away 2, so people are listening. Plus, he's offering 15% off on everything that he's selling in the gallery today. So, Stephen, how much time do we have left? You know, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes? What is that? Eight minutes. That's a lot of time.
I think he was game saying
that. He does that because he knows I can't figure that out. I'm an old guy. So anyway, with 8 minutes, that's like an entire show.
Well,
so go ahead.
You know, Ray, you and I, after this the last segment, we were talking a little bit, and I think it came. You know, it really kind of surfaced and percolated for me. One of the reasons why you work with local businesses,
right,
is that you work with those reputable local businesses that have that are a part of the community in Santa Fe. That there is no, you know, many times I'll have customers say, "Well, I'm moving out of the country, or I'm moving out of state,"
mm-hmm,
and I look them in the eye and I say, "Well, I'm not moving.
Right.
This is my home.
Yeah.
My children were born and we are raising them here. My wife Kathy and I both are part of the Santa Fe community fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Stevens does considerable amounts of donations to different and varied organizations in Santa Fe, and that's kind of part of being a member of a community. And when someone asks, you know, can a consignment gallery compete with, say, a 10% commission on online trading as compared to what is in our industry generally accepted at 50-50, you know, that's part of what's going on, is that we are part of the community. Now, there's bigger reasons for people in a personal way that they would choose to manage their items through a local consignment gallery. Stevens in particular would be that we are here. We have been here, and we intend on staying here. And that what people get for that commission structure is the advertising that
right,
we do,
right,
the marketing that we do, the venue of our building, the insurance that anything that is consigned to us is insured.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much when someone consigns to us, after the point where we agree upon pricing, Stevens takes it over, and we take and manage it for them, just as if, and we're thinking of their best interest too. We have to balance their best interest with our businesses as well as our buying customer base.
And that goes to a point that I think is really relevant on this, and that is that because you've been in business, as you reminded me, for 28 years, not 26, but 28 years.
28, that's 28
years. You have a network of buyers,
that's right,
clients, who have been repeat clients for many, many years. So if someone brings a product in to market it, first of all, not only do you evaluate it, as you talked about, you come up with a pricing strategy and a marketing strategy, but chances are you may know someone pretty quickly who might want to buy that
mm-hmm.
particular item, right?
Well, you know, Ray, we do. We know a lot of people. And I will tell you up front, again, I think being I grew up with a sense of fairness of play. We don't particularly go out and call any particular customer to come in and buy a particular item. And the reason why we don't, Ray, is that many of our customers are looking for similar items. And so who do I choose?
I got you.
So without alienating any one person,
sure,
we ask our customers, call us. We have customers who come in 2 and 3 times a week to check out the new items. That's the frequency by which we receive items.
Right.
And some are dealers, some are decorators, and some are just end users.
Mm-hmm.
And the frequency really pays off for them. Again, with a sense of fairness, we try not to play favorites. And I really believe that our customers, the majority of them, really appreciate that and respect that.
Sure, and of course they're going to, as a result, you get them sort of trained to call you on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
You know, I received another email question. Ray, does the gallery sell antique cars, from Sam?
Yeah, hey, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, for the message.
We do. We sell actually new quality used cars as well as antique. It's not that we're in the car business, but many of our customers have a need for a venue
mm-hmm.
to sell their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this addresses what Tom asked earlier. Our 50-50 split is not set in stone. For example, on an automobile, we would renegotiate the commission structure on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have no expectation of charging somebody 50% of the selling price.
Right.
It's much less.
Mm-hmm.
So we are flexible about dealing. For example, when someone came in with a R.C. Gorman bronze that sold for $150,000.
Now, just for anyone who doesn't know what that means, what is that?
Well, R.C. Gorman is a pretty well-known, pretty well mass-marketed Native American artist from Taos that who's passed on in the last couple of years, that we were able to we received a bronze, sold it for about $158,000. Our commission on that was much less than 50%.
Sure, of course. Well, and that's understandable, and it's like we always say in real estate, everything is negotiable, but that's also a credit to you being in the business for as long as you have been, is that people are going to come back to you when you offer that kind of a special split. We've got a little bit more than a minute or so of time left here on the show. Again, I want to remind everybody, take advantage of that 15% discount at Stevens
right.
and Consignment Gallery. Anyone who goes in there and mentions that they heard it on the radio show, and if they haven't already gone, those two remaining Taos
tickets
are being given away by the very generous Stephen Etri. What are your sort of concluding thoughts here you want to leave with the listeners today, Stephen?
Well, I guess we spoke about so much today. I guess what really kind of keeps resonating with me is that Stevens is and has been and continues to be a part of the Santa Fe business and social community.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, like other businesses who contribute to the business, to the success of our community through mm-hmm. our tax, through our gross receipts tax, as well as our participation in whether it's Pancakes on the Plaza or it's housing for teenage homeless, that is all part of what we do and what we be.
Right.
So dealing with somebody local is not just about the bottom line. I would encourage people to give some consideration to the fact that their support of local businesses is a support for their community.
Great way to end out the show. And, again, I want to remind you to stop by Stephen's at Consignment Gallery today, 2701 Cerrillos Road. Stephen is giving you 15% discount on everything in the gallery if you walk in there and you say, "Hey, I heard Stephen on the radio today." So they will give that to you, and if they still are there, they have two lift tickets left for Taos. Ask for those as well. Anyway, I want to thank you, Stephen Etri, once again for being on the show, providing great content. Have you back real soon. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a stellar program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your real estate issues. So call me at 989-8900. And please don't forget to help those who are less fortunate than you, wherever they may be. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.